And if a guy's driving a buggy or wagon, what's the things that he's holding, you know?
The reins.
Okay. And how about if you're sitting on the back on a saddle? They call those things that he holds in his hands. Like, you know, if you're sitting on the horse's back and he's got a thing that runs from his mouth to him so he can pull either way, is that the same?
It's the reins, but I don't know what that little bit you mean.
No, that's okay. I just want to know what the
reins is just the same thing he guides him with.
Okay.
You have a bit in his mouth.
How about the thing they put their feet in if you're on the back?
No, they stirrups.
Okay. And if you have two horses, the horse on the left is called what?
I don't know.
Okay. And if something's not right near you, if something's not right near you, you might say it's just a little blank over.
No further away.
Okay. If you've been traveling and you haven't quite finished your journey, say you might want to go from one island to the next, you want to get there before dark. You might say you had a blank before dark. How would you finish that, filling that blank? I had a... Would you say I've been traveling all day long and I got a blank to go before dark.
Got quite a distance to go.
Okay, have you ever said anyway else?
No.
Okay.
Not that I can.
All right. If something's very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, would you say you would say that you could find it just about
anywhere?
Okay. And if I slipped on something and fell in this direction, fell that way, I'd be doing
forward, backwards.
All right, and the opposite?
Forward.
Okay. And if you were out fishing and you didn't catch any, and someone said, did you catch any fish? You might say, no, blank, I won.
Not a damn one.
Okay. And say a schoolboy is fussing because teacher scolded him. And he might say, why is she blaming me? Wrong.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Okay, that's it. If someone apologized for breaking a rake and you say, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Okay. And a whining child, a crying child, might say, he was eating candy and didn't give me
any.
Okay. If a person has a good yield, you might say, we raised a big...
Good crop.
Okay. And do you know what you call those humps in a field? Those long humps?
Furrows?
Okay. And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on a piece of land, you'd say you did what?
You cleared it.
Okay. And... someone might say we raised 40 blank of wheat to an acre. What would they use?
40 blanks of wheat.
How do they measure? Do you know what they use for measure?
Bushels.
Okay. They use the, okay. And do you know what they got to do to oats and wheat to separate the chaff from the grain?
No.
You know they call it
thresh. Thresh it.
Okay. You might say oats is what? And speaking of thresh, you'd say oats is, or would you say oats is or oats are threshed?
Oh, oats are threshed.
Okay. All right. I got just a little bit here to go and that'll be it. On this side here.
Yeah, you only got a little bit to go anyway.
I know. Well, you might as well just let it ride because I'm just... If I try to, it gets absurd when you try to push this. Okay. And, so, I'm just going to let it run out, but there's not enough to worry about here. Because the next thing, so these are questions about you and I and all that. So,
different.
Yeah, they're a little bit different. So, yeah, I was trying to get through most of those farm things.
Yeah, well.
So I didn't have to worry about them.
Well, those things there, of course, we don't know anything about down in this end of country.
Yeah.
All right. Go daughter ran on a farm for one time in her life. She saw it and she wrote it.